And here's the morning news. The director of human resources, Lynn Pulau Alaimalo, was reduced to tears during questioning by the House Government Operations Committee yesterday. It was a continuation of the hearing, which was interrupted by the tsunami warning last Thursday. Back on the agenda were questions about the rollback of pay increases, promotions, conversions from contract to career service, and other personnel actions implemented by the former administration between 2019 through January 3, 2021. House members did not mince words. Almost every House representative, including those who are usually polite and diplomatic, displayed their ire with the director, the typically vocal and expressive representatives raising their voices even higher. Last week, the director admitted she advised Governor Leimanu Paletti-Monga to carry out the review of illegal personnel actions by the former administration, many of which took place prior to last year's general elections. Yesterday, she said she was carrying out the governor's orders with the intention of restoring integrity to the personnel merit system and for fairness and equity for the government workforce. Director Alaimalo provided a report to the committee as requested. A review of the numbers prompted Vice Speaker Fetu Fetui to ask if 2,000 employees were affected by the rollbacks. The DHR director said the rollbacks are ongoing and a total number is not known at this time. The figures in her report are as follows. Overall rollbacks are at 772. Violations of pay raises beyond the budget are at 380. Overall conversions at 64. Violations concerning conversions with pay raises are at 61. Conversions with the same salaries are at 23. There were 36 promotions, 745 pay adjustments, and 23 reclassifications. The director also submitted a thick document that had a list of those employees who were converted from contract to career service. Representative Vailuama Steve Leasiolangi seemed to think that the review of personnel actions had gone overboard and was a witch hunt. He indicated that he thought the governor's memo dealt specifically with conversions from contract to career service. However, the director read part of the February 5th memo, which named all personnel actions that did not follow regulations and were without justification. Representative Vailuama said what the director has done is akin to taking out food that he's just put into his mouth. Nearly every Faipule present let Pulau Alaimalo know that their constituents were calling them out of frustration. They said that long overdue salary increases have finally been rewarded, and now the director is taking them away. Vice Speaker Fetu Fetui, Representatives Vailoata Amituanai, Longo Ituau Mark Atafua, Larry Sunitoa, and Andrew Samoa also took issue with the fact that the Compliance Review Committee includes directors or deputies who were party to the now supposed illegal personnel actions during the last administration. The committee members that the director recalled off the top of her head were Budget Director Kathy Sailua, Treasurer Malemo Tausanga, Chief Procurement Officer Tialemasunu Mikaele Etuale, Chief of Staff Tuimavave Tawapa'i Laupola, Port Director Christopher King, Director of Commerce Peti Matila, and ODAPM Director Lisa Tuato'o. The Faipule said the signatures of some of these directors were on the approval documents for the personnel actions now being reviewed. They also pointed out that the government will bear the burden if the employees take legal action over the rollbacks. Representative Andrew Samoa raised this issue.
I have lots of constituents because I know Ofaya'onga will affect all these employees that are also funded by the federal government. They have a right to grieve. And for me as a Faipule, I will help them with the process to connect, to go back in the system, go to the EEO and complain because they feel their rights are violated with so many years of service, and they get to be feeling that, you know, with all the many years, and they get bombed feeling that, all their years of service has been neglected.
Here's a part of Director Pulau Alaimalo's response.
Now, how do we justify these excessive pay raises? There were some employees who only had one pay raise, while some had two, three over the year. This was annual. Now, the only justification that we would have for any pay raise in accordance with the Title VII would be the promotional rule, which only grants two steps. The salary adjustments are warranted by the significant changes in duties. Now, that stands out to us, which stems a lot of violations that we were able to identify. We had to carefully look at this in the investigations that we had to look for as far as the pay adjustments that were granted within the past administration. Now, I wanted to also mention that the heart of this is to ensure that there's the integrity of getting there. I would look at my son or my daughter in the future and say, did you earn that? I want you to go to school and earn for that pay. I don't want you to sit there and, you know, be able to get anything free. Don't expect handouts from people. You have to earn it. There are people who have been sitting there for over 20 years and they're sitting on the same pay, didn't receive any salary raises or any excessive pay raises. But we see that there are certain people that were, you know, were put in.
Vice Speaker Fetu told the director that some of what she's doing is good. He was referring to the rollbacks of non-compliant conversions to career service. However, no one was expecting his next statement.
That is so damn wrong. Ilo se fa maungi me nga direct. A fa sanga le fonu nge ye ko e file resolution e ko at ese yo. You will be removed.
Ford Direct Markets recently announced the winner of its annual Chairman's and President's Awards, a program designed to recognize its distributor partners for delivering outstanding customer experiences and operations in 2020. A total of 15 distributor partners won accolades across Ford's worldwide network. Out of six distributor partners, Samoa Motors in American Samoa and Ford Samoa in Apia took home the coveted Chairman's Award. The annual awards program evaluates distributors primarily on their highest level of overall customer satisfaction, the highest level of customer sales satisfaction, highest level of service customer satisfaction, best sales performance, and best parts performance. At Ford, these are the most prestigious awards we as a company make to our distributor partners annually, said Randy Krieger, president of Ford Direct Markets. Congratulations to Samoa Motors. And finally, in our morning news, a former acting director of Youth and Women's Affairs, Pa'u Roy Osange, is a candidate in the 2021 general elections in Samoa. He's offering voters of his district jobs in American Samoa. He is running in the Fale Latai and Samata'u districts. Samoa Observer quotes Pa'u saying that he has up to 100 jobs lined up with several companies in the territory. He says Starkist wants workers for unloading and that fishing boat crews need deckhands, navigators, and captains. Pa'u said sticking to residents of Fale Latai and Samata'u will make it easier to manage the workers. He said the idea of collective groups from a village or district works well in terms of avoiding conflicts that are subject to disciplinary measures. Other companies which he said were searching for Samoan labor include his own construction company, Ausange & Associates Construction, as well as Silva Group American Samoa, H&H Corporation, and PJ Corporation. Pa'u, who is running under the banner of Fa'atuatua Ileatua Uatasi, the Fast Party, said the companies will sponsor and accommodate each worker. For details on these and other stories, plus a look at the new KHJ News podcasts in English and Samoan, visit talanay.com. That's your morning news. I'm Joey Cummings.